This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Most of the time, I know what the interviews I'm about to do are all about. Sometimes I really don't, and this is one of those. Ben Johnson is the host of Marketplace Tech. He is with us every couple of weeks for a segment called Codebreaker, what technology means in our actual lives. And here we go. Hey, Ben.
Hey, Kai.
All right, so what do you got, man?
All right, I got a movie clip for you. I want to play you a little movie clip to give you a hint about what we're going to talk about.
Okay.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
What can I take you tonight? Okay.
Drive. Drive.
Would you please repeat the destination?
Oh, anywhere. Just go. Go.
Please state a street and number.
Okay, all right.
Can you recognize the actor in there?
Not even for a second, no.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Arnold, okay.
This is Arnold, and this is from the movie Total Recall.
Total Recall,
the original movie.
Yeah.
It's when he's getting in a cab, and the cab is, Kai, a self-driving car.
Oh, self-driving, yes, it is. All right, so we're talking about self-driving cars?
Yeah, and we're going to talk about how far away we are.
Really?
From self-driving cars. Yeah,
don't we have self-driving cars? Google's got them, like, all over Silicon Valley, or, like, a dozen of them.
Well, they've got a couple of them. They've been testing them, and they're very, very excited about them, but we're actually a pretty long ways away. There's a couple reasons for this. First of all, let's talk about cost,
okay.
Right? How much do you think a self-driving car might cost, one of the Google ones?
One of those Prius things?
Yeah.
$87,543 and 27 cents.
That's a very specific and excellent guess,
Kai. I am a specific kind of guy.
But $320,000 is the estimate for the cost of that car.
Who's got that kind of money?
Nobody right now, right? Your average American family can apparently afford to spend maybe about $20,000 on a car. So cost is a problem.
Okay.
Also, software. GPS systems get scrambled when you go through a tunnel sometimes if you're under tree cover. Software has struggled to deal with some of the more subtle or layered pedestrian stuff too. Think about a stoplight going out or a truck jumping a curb. Software is like really good at dealing with stuff that it's been designed to deal with. It's way harder for you to design software to deal with data that it hasn't predicted yet.
All right. What about two things? One is the speed at which technology tends to advance, right? I mean, the fallback is Moore's law, but, you know, I mean, cell phone adoption, right? 10 years ago, who had a cell phone and was staring at them all the time? And now we all do. And the other thing to think about, though, and honestly, I'm a little surprised, Ben, you didn't think about this. As more people throw money at self-driving cars will become more widely adopted because they'll become cheaper and the technology will get better.
I think that that's a fair point. But, Kai, once again, I think no matter how much money you're spending on this, you still really have to deal with incremental changes. Now, cell phones may be new, but phones are not, right?
Yes, that
so
is true.
So think about the sort of vast majority of technological history. We've got some massive leaps forward, but in between, there's a bunch of incremental steps. And the incremental steps so far – they're kind of giving us a bumpy ride, Kai. AAA just released a report this week saying that voice command software is actually not working out very well in cars and becoming more distracting or as distracting as actually poking at your smartphone. So even our baby steps need to take baby steps, you know?
And bumpy ride. That was pretty good. Do we, though, necessarily want self-driving cars? I mean, I actually like to drive, you know, my minivan and all that.
I know. And I'm with you, man. I think that this is actually perhaps an even bigger cultural question for us. This software takes a long time to perfect. It takes a long time for humans to get used to this idea. And I just don't think it's going to happen for another couple decades. I hate to tell you.
All right. I think you're wrong. But, you know, I'll call you up in 20 years and we'll figure it out. All right.
Sounds good. I'll drive over in my manual
car. Me, I'm taking my jetpack, yo. Ben Johnson, he's the host of Marketplace Tech. Thank you, Ben.
Thanks, Kai.